I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Yo, in the studio. We doing it?
We're doing it, man.
Oh, yeah. I just recorded myself doing that. Ooh. It's a big day.
Flex.
Oh, yeah. Let them know. If you're listening on Spotify, would you say that's probably ideal this week?
Listening?
Yeah.
It's a different experience for sure.
Well, if you're watching on YouTube, welcome. I do have a bowl cut.
Just rip the band-aid off.
That's I don't know how to say it.
I have a bowl cut.
It's going to be like,
it's, yeah. It's your new pronoun.
I got a bowl cut.
I'm John, bowl cut.
How do you identify it? I got a bowl cut. It is. I went into Soho House yesterday and no one even knew who I was. Now, I'm not talking about like people there, the people that work there.
Yeah.
That you say hi to, like the valets or like the front desk, sure. Or like the people at the gym. And they were like, when I walked out, they were like, dude, we didn't even know who you were. Because it's such a stark difference from front up and then down.
Insane.
Like if you parted your hair on the other side, you'd be like, oh, it's still Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But we haven't been here since Christmas.
It's been a minute, man.
Since Christmas.
Good to see you.
Oh, back, baby. This weekend we're not going anywhere, actually.
You're right here, baby.
We got three shows in Nashville, Tennessee.
Turn up.
Then next weekend, February, we're going to Greenville. Two shows sold out. I think the first one still has tickets. Knoxville sold out. Huntsville sold out. Amarillo. Wichita Falls, Lubbock, Munhall, Pennsylvania sold out. Zanesville, Cleveland. March, we go into Mobile, New Orleans, Sugarland, Royal Oak sold out. Fort Wayne, I think, sold out. Peoria, Buffalo, Toronto, Erie, Durham, Macon, Chattanooga. Dang, John. Mm-hmm. Rochester, St. Paul, Duluth, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Reading, Dayton, and Lexington.
And you just added more, right?
And we just added 10 more.
10 new cities?
Yeah, 10 new cities.
Let's go, dude.
Come on and raise. Let me tell them right here for the podcast.
Tell them.
Because the podcast guests are the most loyal fans. Lincoln, Nebraska, Des Moines, Iowa, Grand Forks, Charleston, West Virginia, Baltimore, Newark, New Haven, Portland, Tacoma, and Spokane.
Bang, bang.
Out here.
Love it.
But think of, that's till June.
Yeah, jeez.
But that's like...
Does that overwhelm you?
No, because I don't... It's like... Two weekends on and then one off.
That's cool.
And then I go out like on Friday and come back on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a good flow.
Yeah. It's not, I work way less than a regular person.
Yeah.
I just have to, when I work, I just have to be there.
Yeah.
Like imagine, all right, list your tour dates. Monday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the next week, Monday. I mean.
True. Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
I never thought about that. Dang, because you know what I'm out there doing on the road?
What, John?
Getting that bread,
yep,
baby.
Stack it up.
Stacking the one way to stack it, rocket money.
Very nice.
Dang.
Great transition is ruined.
Do you ever feel like money is just flying out of your account?
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
And you have no idea where it's going.
Yes.
Well, I know. It's going to all those subscriptions. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery service, parenting apps. I don't know what those are, but you're about to find out.
Sure.
You need Rocket Money, baby. It's an app that tracks all your expenses so you know exactly where your money is going at all times. I won't get into that. But over 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. That's wild. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. They'll do that for sure. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year. That's bread, baby. Over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/net positive or hit rocketmoney.com/net positive or hit the link in the episode description below.
Description.
What if you're like, what's his name? Earthquake in that Cat Williams podcast. He said he couldn't read. What if I had ads and they're like, there was a conspiracy, like John doesn't have any ads on his podcast. And the podcast is like, they were like, why not? And somebody's like, because he can't read. I'm like, dude, like, how do you even respond to that?
You would just have to like really know the brands.
That's crazy. Cat Williams said Earthquake never got a movie mm-hmm. because he can't read a script.
Right. That is a problem.
No, I guess it is. I guess it would be.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
think. A lot of improv.
I'm trying to think if I could get around in life if I couldn't read.
I could not.
I know, but you know, like what McDonald's is and like Taco Bell.
When do you think you'd get caught?
Not being able to read?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Like what would make it obvious to somebody to be like, yo, you can't read that.
Well, texting.
Oh, of course. You only do phone calls?
Oh my God. Yeah, you only
You call. Strictly do phone calls.
Andrew's done already, dude.
No matter what the text says that you get, you just have to call them because you have no idea what it
if
says.
If you couldn't read.
Yeah.
But you could speak. You know the language.
Right.
You just can't read it.
Right.
How would you know it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Wait, could you know it without reading?
Yeah, because you could just mimic sounds that people make and know what those
way,
sounds
mean. No way,
dude. Yeah, for sure.
Can you learn a language without knowing how to read?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because people know.
Of course.
A lot of people don't know how to read.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, there are people
Andrew,
who don't
do you have
know
an explanation for this?
I mean, you don't learn how to read until like first or second grade, and you can definitely talk before first or second grade, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that they're not mute.
Right. We're so dumb, dude. It's so good to be back, yeah, man. I miss this so much.
Like, this is the type of things that you guys...
This is expose. Why they've been having more guests.
This is why you expose yourself.
There's no way that that's real, though. I don't think
what?
That Earthquake can for sure read. I don't really know how you become...
able to read.
There's illiterate people in the country, like in our country, but...
Now he's got an assistant with him.
Yeah, but like they're like, he's a rich guy.
Yeah, because he hires somebody to read for him.
As of 2022, 21% of adults in the U.S. were illiterate.
What is
Hold on.
Google what illiterate means.
Can't read.
It means can't read.
No, I know that.
You mean how are they defining it?
To like what extent? Because it could be like illiterate. They
hold
can't
on.
Read a book.
How about this? 54% of Americans... 54% of American adults have a literacy rate below a sixth grade level.
Okay.
Which is like when you start getting into what, compound words and
that's
stuff?
Like a run-on sentence.
Yeah.
Like a...
Over half?
Over half.
All right.
Over half.
Here's where I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it on, you show someone a meme and it takes them a while. But there's no photo. Mm-hmm. It's just like a paragraph.
Yeah.
And it just, I'm like, hold it. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You're still reading this?
Dude, to be honest, I'm kind of that guy.
Yes.
What do you mean? Hold on. Because it takes a long time.
I'm kind of that guy. I have to take the phone from you.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's
and
yeah,
hold
yeah.
it. I don't know. I can't not.
All right. That.
But I can definitely read above a sixth grade level.
Yeah.
Well, so.
I mean, that and in AA meetings. When everybody there's an AA book
mm-hmm.
and you read a chapter
mm-hmm.
and everybody does like a paragraph and then they pass and then goes to the next guy.
You do popcorn reading at AA meetings?
Yeah, you do.
Nice.
But you can say pass.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you get a guy and AA is let's say it's not executives in there. Is that a good way to say that?
I'm sure it depends on the group.
Yeah,
it depends on the meeting.
The groups I was going to. These are kind of people on them. The people Jesus would hang out with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, dude.
Is that fair?
Very good, yeah. Yeah. Point made, dude. Understood. Moving along. Perfect. Nailed it, dude.
That's
you
get
incredible.
It.
Yeah,
they,
that is so good.
So you just say, but how, here's what I want to know. But how will we know? They're not going to email in.
Right.
They have to go to the, all right. So I want to know if you can't read,
mm-hmm.
where is like, let's say you like, you have like, let's say one of your arms is like limp.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of can keep it in your pocket, shake hands with this one, go into doors this way. Like what exposes you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like if somebody throws you something, you go, oh, shoot.
Yep.
What does that make sense?
Yes. What would you guess? Because I would guess probably menus are a big one. And if there's no pictures, you're in trouble. So any type of like sit down dining experience that, you know, isn't Chili's.
Okay. So you, yeah.
But like,
wait,
can they not read the word chicken fingers? Like, can they, do they just see like jumble?
Yeah. You just see shapes.
It's like you reading Mandarin.
Right.
You're like, I don't know any, but okay. This could be a conspiracy because all fast food is associated with a photo.
True.
Even if at number one.
True.
And everybody knows numbers,
mm-hmm.
I think.
I would think people could learn like a 1 through 10. I think that's a basic.
All the numbers, you just have to learn 9 of them.
Right. There's not many.
And there's combinations.
Yes. which you could argue there's only 26 letters and then combinations.
Oh yeah.
But you know, but that is way more complex than I think just the numbers 1 through 10 on a menu.
All right. So so all the fast food and then you can get around in a grocery store.
For sure.
All right.
Yep.
So you can get around in a Chili's and those type of low hanging fruit sit down places, Chipotle.
Yep. Just pointing.
You're good.
Yep.
Any buying anything, clothes or anything, you're fine because it's numbers.
Yep. What about like directions, like street signs?
You know,
that's what Bruce was saying. He's like, how I know people can't read is they'll be like, I'm trying to go here.
Oh, that's
and they're
right.
Like pointing to a road, but they won't say the road.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's like, he said that.
Oh wait. Hamilton so road. Hold on. If you go, I live at 127 Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
You go, here's this address. You can take that and put it in. Mm-hmm. In the GPS, you don't have to read that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you could get around in a foreign country, but they say, go here, you take that, put it in the thing. I think if you had a smartphone, I don't think you need to know how to read.
Oh, you got autocorrect too. So you just kind of have to start, even like the
voice
predictability.
To text.
Voice to text, obviously, dude, you're fine.
Dude.
So you don't have to do phone calls. Good call.
You don't even have to read.
Yeah.
You don't even need to be able to read.
So what are we teaching in schools?
Dang.
We don't need to do reading.
Cursive's
out, dude. I saw a cursive letter recently.
Yeah, what is this?
And was I like...
Imagine explaining that to someone that couldn't read.
Yeah.
Dude.
These letters are squiggly for absolutely no reason at all.
We're back,
Why
baby.
Did we have that?
The podcast is back. Because I can read, because I had to read the ad read.
Yeah.
Because
I feel
like sometimes my reading is... My mother, who listens to this podcast, her work is on display.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was homeschooled.
Right.
She taught me how to read.
Right.
So she's like, can you please read better?
Yeah. Tighten it up.
Say, yeah. This is my brand is on the line here.
It's important.
Sorry, Mom. good to be back. We've been on the road, baby. It's been snowing. We've had a bunch of guests. You know what? I tried to cover that. You know why? Because I didn't want to expose myself, but we would have been fine. I was off the internet until I went back on tour.
Oh, really?
From the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
Unbelievable. No, I was depressed.
Unbelievably depressing.
It was boring.
So what is off the internet for you? Completely cold turkey?
Well, no, I still post.
Okay.
But I never scrolled. I never scrolled or sent a DM.
Okay.
Or read a DM.
You doing stories?
Yeah, but I mean, like I was like the tour dates. And like if I wasn't like interactive on a story.
Got it.
I didn't scroll anything.
What made you want to do that?
I was like, dude, I'm getting so deep in this. I mean, it's so deep and wasting so much time.
Mm-hmm.
Wasting so much time.
Doom scrolling,
yeah. Bro. And it was just like, but.
What did you do?
Thank you, dude. Nothing.
Yeah.
Lydia was like, the internet rules. I was like, cool. You know what I did for the last 3 weeks? I've been watching Suits.
Oh, yeah,
that's
dude.
All I've been doing. Dude. Harvey Specter, baby. I've been watching Suits. So you could argue that, that's not. You're not better.
Yeah, you just swapped it out.
You
for
just switched
screen.
It out.
Yeah. A bigger, louder screen.
Yeah. And it was pretty boring.
What part of Suits are you at?
Season 3.
Okay.
That's 8 seasons and all 16 episodes. That's too much life.
That's a lot.
To spend.
That's like old school TV.
That's too much. That's like a whole, it's like The Office.
Yeah, seasons now are like 6 to 8 episodes.
It's like, have you finished it?
No. I'm on. That's I just finished season 3.
Let me think how I feel about the internet. First of all, I missed you. You missed nothing
by Here's getting
the,
off
the
of it.
The two big things that happened were Cat Williams podcast, which is like all over
massive,
and then for me, my line of work or whatever you call it, like Joe Coy.
Yep,
hosting that award show.
Oh yeah, do you want to talk about that? By the way,
I mean,
I'm so curious. What you think about it?
I think I like what Kevin Hart said. He goes, dude, we can't be doing these anymore.
Do you want to explain what happened to people who don't know?
Yeah, Joe Coy, who is is probably one of the, I would say top 5 touring comedians.
Mm-hmm.
He's the top 5 touring comedians. So he goes, I know exactly how this goes. You do in arenas all across America. And he's doing arenas all across America. And then he's at the Hollywood, what is it called? What award show?
I don't even know what
Globes.
It was.
Golden Globes,
which is like the most uppity, stuffy round tables, which is terrible, like a theater. You want a theater, round tables, and people watching you like this. It's not good for comedy. And he did a monologue and he just like roasted everybody, and everybody was offended and he bombed.
Yeah. Did you think it was funny?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
But I've done it and I've bombed. Mm-hmm. I've done it with me and Jackie Lee did one and I bombed the hardest. And it's not because the jokes weren't bad. And it's not because it's because they don't know him.
Mm.
They don't know him. We know him. Middle America, not middle America, but like he's not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was hosted last weekend by Anthony Edwards or whatever that guy's name is.
Mm-hmm.
They know him. He's one of them. Joe Coy is an outsider.
Mm.
Sebastian Maniscalco, the biggest touring artist in comedy, is an outsider to Hollywood.
Mm.
They don't roll with him. So he's, it's like me doing a NASCAR roast, but they know me. They all know I go to races. Yeah. I've been around this community for a long time versus somebody else roasting NASCAR. They're like, dude, this is what we love.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to go bad from the start.
Yeah.
Just because he's not one of them. That's it. It's like you, somebody roasting this podcast, they work here.
Mm-hmm.
They go, oh, all good.
Right.
You love it. You're on the home team.
Yeah.
It's not, it has nothing to do with it. It's not going to work. And Kevin Hart was like, comedians aren't, this is not for comedians.
What did you think about him blaming the writers though?
I mean, you're out there. I've done all kind of wild stuff when it's going bad live.
Yeah.
You're just grasping
at whatever.
Nah, anything that, once it starts going bad, you got to.
Panic mode.
You panic.
Yeah.
You're
giving him bail on that.
Yeah, I'm giving bail on that. And I could see. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like.
Has he said anything about, has he addressed
it? I think he came on and said, he came on and said that it didn't go well or something like that.
Yeah.
I like Joe Coy.
Yeah.
I think Joe Coy is unbelievable. And also he did a, not for the sake of, we can probably talk about this later, but don't clip this.
Sure.
Because comedians going after other comedians is like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I mean, I just said it wasn't good, but everybody said it wasn't good. And I like Joe Coy, but like,
I think Joe would say it wasn't good.
Yeah. But like all the, everybody's like having a take on like Matt Rife.
Mm.
It's like embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You, another critiquing the, are like, dude, you want to sell tickets like him and you can't.
Especially when you understand the art form.
Yeah.
Like you immediately just being like, dude, I've bombed before. I've grasped at straws before. I'm just reaching for a life.
When you're up there. Yeah. You should be like, it's like when like some country artist this week got like canceled in Nashville and you're like, I'm not here to pile on him.
Yep.
I've been there, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. You're not like L King, the same thing you see all that.
Yeah, dude. That's wild, dude. That one, I think I'm good to pile onto that one, dude.
I mean,
you're doing a tribute and show up smashed and forget the words.
Crazy,
come
that's
on.
Crazy.
Man.
I was going to ask her to be on the pod.
I'd love to have her on.
But somebody was like, I mean, everybody knows about her now.
Yeah.
I think about the old country artist, George No Show Jones. He would no show to shows because he was too drunk. That's what country artists are. I don't know what happened recently when they're supposed to be like mentors and going to volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club.
They've tried to make them pop stars. That's
they're
why.
Not. Oh, maybe.
That's why. So like to be a pop star, you have to have that Taylor Swift image where you're super polished, very
point.
Squeaky clean.
You're supposed to be an outlaw.
Right, you are.
A country was an outlaw.
Which is why we love the country artists that we love.
Yeah.
Of course.
But not for fake outlaws.
No.
That they made them outlaws.
Yes.
The ones we love. Are
you're the real outlaws?
Yeah. Get a DUI.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Don't release an album until you get a DUI.
Yeah, make your mugshot your album cover. Like, do that. Go catch a charge. Put that rap sheet on the back. That's your song list. Like, cool.
Is this a nail in the coffin for L. King? No,
no, dude.
Not even close.
No.
Now the
isn't she Rob Schneider's daughter?
Yeah, I don't know her.
He's awesome, dude.
Rob Schneider's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. This is what. Everybody like piling on. They're like, what did you? It's like an NBA. I don't want to say that joke.
I wasn't surprised when I saw L. King do that.
Yeah.
I was like, that's L. King.
Yeah.
I'm with that. I know just enough to know that.
That's what you're supposed to be doing.
She gets after it. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a comedian. Or like the same thing as a comedian. Oh, he offended somebody. A comedian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at the go. One time somebody said something to me. This is when I was back in my more petty days. Somebody says something to me about one of my jokes or something, and I screenshotted my profile, circled comedian, and just sent it back.
Phenomenal.
I just sent that back.
Phenomenal. And just keep that in your favorites, and you can just respond that a million times. Hire an intern comedian. To just respond
just say,
with
every
that.
Time somebody says, hey, comedian.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought, yeah. Now, granted, if someone is struggling with like actual addiction, it's not funny.
Yeah, of course.
But like.
Get help.
Yeah. Chris Young going down to, where is he, a Tin Roof?
Tin Roof, baby.
I mean, it's public.
Yeah.
And got arrested for a drunken disorderly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put that in your Instagram profile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, post the mugshot today.
Yeah.
Post it.
That's what you do.
Post it and caption, oops, cheers.
My bad. Hey, run it back tonight. Yeah. Then you win. Then you win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh.
Shout out Chris Young.
Yeah, I think a shout out. Yeah, one of the great... This town ain't big enough for both of us. I think that song is awesome.
Dude. The only place I've ever run into him in Nashville is at Tin Roof.
Yeah, dude. Checks out.
Yeah. Not surprised.
What's the news?
Yeah.
We're running this? This is what we have today?
Yeah.
Slow news week, huh?
Yeah. It's like a pastor donates or like gives or donates of his time in a charity. You're like, yeah, that's what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
What?
On brand.
Yeah. Guy that works at Lowe's caught mowing his grass and building a deck on the weekend. Yeah, dude. That's what they do, dude. So, yeah, who is it? If this like blows your mind,
right?
That's on you.
Yeah. And that's also, I like just to stick on the musician.
What you put him to be is hilarious.
To stick to the musician part of it is like, I like rock stars.
Yeah.
I miss the days of rock stars.
Yeah.
It's why I love Post Malone.
These guys,
dude, get after it.
This guy is living hard.
Yes.
And you're not, if somebody's like, hey, I'm struggling and I feel like the fans have like Avicii that ended up killing himself. And mm-hmm. I watched that documentary. He's like, oh, we do have, it's not our fault, but if he's like, hey, I need to take some time away, this is getting a little, we go, dude, we love you.
Absolutely.
Metallica was like, we're going to rehab. We got to cancel our tour. Awesome.
Cool.
Yep. See you next fall or whenever.
Yep.
You get better.
Yeah.
We don't want to push you down this, but it's happened to me. Yeah. They go, yeah.
Well, and you're entertainers. Like you're supposed to be a spectacle.
A little bit of, a little bit
unattainable.
And you wanted to play. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't live that Post Malone lifestyle.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons, but I like watching him do it because I think it would be fun.
You watch the Transformers and you're like, dude, cars can't turn into monsters. Yeah, that's why we're watching it on here. We can't do that in real life. Yeah, because real life is boring.
Yeah.
That's why we're watching this. Mm-hmm. Like in a reality show.
Yep.
You gotta
make stir that pot.
Yeah. I think I like the El King thing.
You're with it now.
I told Liddy last night, I go, nah, I'm with it.
Okay.
I go, I'm board with this.
The only reason I'm iffy on it is because it was a tribute. It was a Dolly tribute. So it's like, it's pretty disrespectful.
Yeah, well.
But.
Yeah.
But I'm not that mad. It's just it's kind of, but okay.
Yeah, those are the cards you're going to have to play.
Yeah.
You're going to have to make those. But yeah, if somebody's like, I have an actual problem, we'll be like, sorry. All good.
Yes.
This exchange where you go get help. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't. We'd love to watch you play basketball. But if you need to take some time off to be with your family.
Have at it.
Absolutely.
For
go
sure.
Do it. Yeah. No, I'm supporting it, dude. I mean, that's because I'm in such a good mood. Let me tell you why.
Please.
Okay. Cause there was, have you been following anything about like if the power grid goes out or if like,
a bit,
any like prepping or anything like that?
A bit.
Okay. So like if Google or like, if the power goes out, like I'm saying with you, like a barely, like I have a firearm. I don't have any stored up. I don't have any stored up food at my house or nothing. Right. So I've been following a little bit of this. I'm like, man, if this all like comes down, right. Mm-hmm. You know, like the grid, like if planes go down or like gas goes down or electricity. And so when it snowed for like a week last week, maybe not a week, a couple of days, and everybody was kind of trapped. Right.
Yep.
And it was like, man, but the grocery store, everybody went and got food.
Right.
Because you're like, dude, if like somebody said to me, this country is like 3 meals away from anarchy.
Mm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
3 meals away. Where if, anyway, so I'm like, man, this is like, it's all very tenuous. This, like if you live in Colombia and you got a farm and like you can live off that. We're relying on a lot of things here.
Yes.
A lot of things. Even like those new Teslas, like you've over used your, we're shutting it down. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, man, we're like relying on a lot of things. like we used to not be.
Yes, there? For sure.
Okay. So I was thinking about this when the snow and it was, we, you know, 2 days later, cilantro opened up. We were like all stuck in our house. And then you can go get some, and it was like, it's not a threat at all, but I was like thinking about that.
Yep.
And so I was going to the grocery store yesterday, getting all my groceries. And then I was at Publix.
Nice. And good choice.
Right at the end, I was going to get a sub. And then I was going to get a sub and go home. And there's supposed to be 3 chicken fingers on a half sub. Mm-hmm. There's only 2 that were made. And he goes, and they were big. He's like, dude, I only got 2. Do you mind if I would just make it with this? I go, dude, I just bought a lemon for $1. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. And he goes, what? Like, I told the story to Lydia. She's like, well, you came across a little like kabad. I go,
he had no idea what that meant.
I go, dude, I just bought, because I just came from produce. It's right there. Yeah. And it was like 98 cents for a whole, I was like, dude, I'm so grateful to be in here. And the guy with the truck came.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you guys say we're done, we're all done.
Yeah.
He was like making my sub. He's like, dude, are you like on mushrooms? And I was like, dude. And then the other 2 guys that were like slicing meat, they came over. I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
I go, this whole thing is incredible that you like all the guys that like decided to get up and drive the trucks in here. Somebody that was holed up in their house, they had to come stack it. The bag boy had to come. The guy to turn on the lights had to come. Whoever the guy that made the lemons had to bag them up. The guy that bought the property to put the Publix on there had to take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that paved the roads, mm-hmm. and this is like a gratitude list or something, but I go, this is incredible. And he was like, dude, thank you, man. He goes, we get a lot of heat in here for like groceries are high or whatever.
Yeah.
And like people get honest about, I can't believe the price of like, that's the thing, groceries, mm-hmm. inflation or whatever. I go, this is unreal.
Yeah.
Whatever the guy that started the lemon business.
Yeah.
What somebody is he doing?
Somebody grew the tree.
Somebody planted a, like a year ago.
Yep.
And planted that, grew all, he lives down in Florida somewhere, has all his trucks.
Yep.
Got it all, boxed it all. I mean.
Just for you to pay 98 cents
is crazy.
Yeah.
This should be $50.
Yeah. That's cheap if you really think about it. You know what I mean?
Like, okay, you go make one.
Right.
You go make one.
Right. It's gonna cost more than $50.
It's going to cost so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, a banana was like 17 cents.
Dude, you had a good week inside, bro, huh?
Maybe it was because I was off the internet. I mean, I was just like, dude, y'all can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
She's like, you want lettuce? I go, if you got it. If not, but that, like when I was in rehab, dude,
you're just so chill now.
Dude, like, when I was like, in rehab,
whatever, man.
When I was in rehab, they were like, you had to have a gratitude list, like 5 things you're grateful for every morning. Yeah. Right. So when you first do it, you're like, I think I've talked about this.
A little bit. Yeah.
I was like, you gotta be like, I'm grateful for what? Your health, your parents, your girlfriend, the sun. And then by like day 5, you start having to get creative. It's like, dude, whoever the guy is that fixed the transmission on the truck to get the lemons up here.
Yeah.
There's a million people involved in this transaction.
Yeah.
I bet literally there's a million people.
Literally. Yes.
And this is a lemon. This comes right from the, imagine like a Snickers.
Mm-hmm.
All the engineering.
Yeah.
All the ingredients, mm-hmm. all the people that mix, all the people that like the R&D. It's millions of people, and you bought a cup of coffee for I bought a lemon for $1.
Yeah.
And Lydia was like, please keep this energy. Like, please, dude. When you're like depressed.
I feel like your whole brand is like complaining.
She's like, I'm going to remember this. Yeah. She's like, please remember this.
Yeah.
I was like, this is unbelievable. And the other people, it was awesome because the other guys in the grocery store was like, dude, thank you, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that would come with some level of pride.
Yeah.
If you're the produce guy,
mm-hmm.
and people can come buy fruits and vegetables to go home and feed their families,
mm-hmm.
that sounds like a rewarding job.
Yeah.
You should take a lot of pride in that. I was like going around and hugging everybody too. Thanks, man.
You picked a wild week to not be online.
I got 11 for a dollar, yeah. Dude. Shut up. Whatever you're mad at, shut up. Maybe are the groceries expensive?
More than usual, yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
But the lemon's a dollar.
Right. Lemon prices are fixed, man. They're staying right where they're at. They're holding strong.
Yeah, are they? Well, I should say the opposite happened to me. I went to the, we went to the outlet mall.
Yeah.
Me and Lydia, we were getting something. I remember she was buying something. I went into Gap. I saw these pair of pants that I liked.
Nice.
Bought them, right?
Love it.
She goes,
flex.
Yeah, let them know. Maybe it's American Eagle or something. She goes, is there a good, you have a good email? I go, yeah. And I gave her my email, mm-hmm. spelled it out and everything.
Yep.
And she goes, what's the phone number for you? And then I did it. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, what's a good name? And I like the opposite of what happened at the Publix happened. I go, yep. Too much.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Yeah. I go, dude, I'm trying to get a pair of pants. This is all. I go, what's all this for?
Yeah.
I said, what's this for? And unfortunately, some of the other employees recognized me, and then I don't like to do that because people know who I was. Like, I don't. Yeah. It wasn't me mean to her, but I go, what? I was like, I'm buying these. Mm-hmm. What? She go, oh, for the reward, and I go, can I not?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah. I go, and I saw that Matthew McConaughey commercial. It's like, if the internet is the new Wild Wild West, is data the new gold?
Yes, it is.
It is.
100%.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And I was like, dude, this is too much. Mm-hmm. I'm getting this pair of pants. What is this for?
Yep.
And they ask all those minimum wage employees to ask that.
Yep.
But you can opt out of all of it.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what makes people send. I don't care about my email, but now I do.
Yeah. I got a spam email that I just use for all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But I am not giving you my phone number.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to give you my full name.
Fair. Yeah.
I'll give you a letter.
Well, dude, I'll be honest. People come to my shows. People come to my shows and we have a QR code for a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yep.
You have a QR code, scan it. I'm guessing you put in probably your name and your email. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's probably just your name and your email, maybe your zip code.
Yep.
And then people come back every show. We won the meet and greet. So they do go through sometimes like enter to win, you never win. People do come back every show. We won because there's 2,000 people in there. There's a handful that are going to win.
Yeah.
Odds are we get 300 email addresses, add it to our list.
Yep.
Otherwise, why would we do that?
Right.
I think you know what that transaction is.
Now people do.
Data, data for something, right?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Data for in exchange to win. And then if I send you an email, they're like, oh, I
signed up for this.
I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they want to then unsubscribe, that's fine. But dude, the amount of tickets we sell off, that is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's your audience. You know where they are now. You can chart your tours based on it.
Like, you know exactly where they are.
You have all that data, and that allows you to make better decisions and
maximize profits. And those are the like good fans. Mm-hmm. The ones that like we want to meet them afterwards. Those are
right.
I want. Like, would you pay a dollar for this email address? I'd pay 10.
Yeah, I would guess your people who manage that for you too. I would guess they know exactly what that cost per email address they acquire.
Yeah,
is.
It did.
Like so break that down.
Yeah. So I guess if it's that's the transaction we're living in now, which is like, hey, you can get a free so-and-so, just enter, enter to win. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you going to do with that? That's the, you win a free car, enter to win.
Yep.
What are you getting? The info. It's fair exchange.
Yep.
Wild.
It is wild.
But not if you're just going out like, dude, you buy a cup of coffee. What's the email?
All right. Yeah, no, I'm in and out here.
No, no. Yeah, so you're overstepping your data reach.
Yes.
You can say, do you want to meet him? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby. Episode only possible because of Blue Land. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm all in for self-reflection and rethinking how I can make an impact this year. Obviously.
Yeah.
You've been listening to this podcast?
Right.
Blue Land's products are not just about tidying things, also about cleaner, greener lifestyle by reducing plastic use. I got a story about this.
Okay.
Each year, Americans throw away 25% of trash from Thanksgiving and New Year's. Wow. Oh, 25% more trash.
Yeah, I was like, we throw away 25% of trash? Where's the other 75% of trash go?
Let's turn our New Year's resolution into the actions that make a difference by switching to Blue Land. Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Basically, what Blue Land is they just give you the ingredients. Mm-hmm. They give you and the concentrate.
Yes.
And then you add it to your own stuff. And then there's a lot more of this going on, which I think is awesome. Cause I, have a garage and then my kitchen is on the second floor. Mm-hmm. And instead of buying sweet tea, I buy tea bags and sugar.
Nice.
And make it.
Yep.
Not because I can't afford it. That's not, they were like, it's just to buy all this and carry it.
Yes.
Like you ever bought like a carton of water?
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
Yeah. We buy them and put them in the studio here every time. They're huge.
It's so heavy.
To carry them up the stairs.
Yeah, like, dude.
It's crazy.
But water is already up here. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Blue Land. They're on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials. By the way, this is not new. Go to any other country in the world, and they were like, yeah, we've been doing this. Yeah. We've been doing it. I went on a safari. They were like, we're not carrying a bottle of water out here.
Yeah.
You have one metal tin. You put water in it, and we keep doing that. From cleaning sprays to hand soap, toilet bowl cleaner, and laundry tablets, all Blue Land products are made with clean ingredients you can feel good about, baby. Let's go. Blue Land trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine.
Including mine.
Oh, yeah. Andrew?
And mine.
Oh,
hey, three for three.
That's why Andrew is more confident. He's starting to get in.
He's got a cleaner home.
Yeah. No, the advertisers are starting to loop him in. Listen, we gave him a mic.
Yep.
This is what happens.
Yep.
He's got a contract now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited for Andrew.
A rising tide lifts all ships.
Blue Land is a special offer for listeners right now. Get 50% off your first order by going to blueland.com/net positive. blueland.com/net positive for 15% off. That's blueland.com/net positive. Or hit the link in the episode description.
Yes, sir.
Bello. Also brought to you by Miracle Made.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
dude.
They're back.
Oh, geez.
They never left in my mind.
They've been with us.
They've been with me in bed.
Mm.
Sheets. That's what it is. Sheets. Otherwise, we're like, John, what? This is, you're a Christian man. Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing. Man, I'm reading good today.
Very good.
Well, shoot.
Very well.
There's one thing that will help, and that is better sleep. That's a fact. Miracle Made sheets can tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation. It's been shown to improve sleep quality by over 20%. I got them on my bed 24/7. So does Alex. Andrew probably doesn't. That's why he's a little groggy this morning. Do you have them yet or no?
No.
No, because Miracle Made was in the beginning.
Right.
That was before
Andrew, get you some.
Before Andrew had a mic. They didn't know who Andrew was.
No.
Yeah, they didn't know what the listeners know now.
They know now.
Self-cooling properties for better quality sleep. Self-cleaning. These sheets are infused with silver that prevents 99.7% of bacterial growth. Luxurious comfort and quality, better for your skin. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Oh, yeah, baby. Try miracle.com/net positive to get your sheets today. Save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code net positive and check out and save even more and get free 3 towels.
Yeah.
Upgrade your sleep. Go to trymiracle.com/net positive. Use the code net positive for 3-piece towel set and save over 50%. 40%. Sorry. That's unbelievable. What is that? There's like a clip on, I don't want to put him out. Go to Kevin Durant, ESPN, pronunciation or something like that. Yeah, this is surely it's going to be right here. It's a video. Go to videos. Dang it. Where is it? I got to find it. It's a, he says something. He's on the board of Kevin Durant. What'd you look up?
I just did Kevin Durant ESPN pronunciation.
Say mispronunciation. Kevin Durant mispronunciation. No, sorry. Kevin Garnett. That's where it was. Dang, dude. I messed up my sport. If you're a real sports listener, you're going to know. There it is. Listen to this.
Tries to say the word equivalent?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But, okay. All right. This is exactly what we're talking about
earlier. Okay, here we go. Condoleezza, name an NFL equivalent for each NBA play.
Again.
Okay, here we go. Condoleezza, name an NFL equivalent for each NBA play.
Equivalent.
Okay.
Just doesn't even say a word. He just makes a noise.
Equivalent.
Okay. All right. No shame, by the way.
Uh-huh.
No shame, by the way. But that's a big word.
This is the can't read episode. That's what this is.
Yeah, I mean, gone to school with earthquake.
Yes. Quillen.
All right. Well, it's really good. We talked about that with Sage Steele last night or last week on the pod. When you go, hey, if you are on air and you go, hey, who do you think is good in the backcourt for the Timberwolves? You go, dude, you can't.
Yeah, don't put me there.
Don't put me there.
Yeah.
If you go, like, it's like, I know everything about sports. And then the other guy outs you.
Yeah.
Hey, so-and-so just got fired. Who's the best defensive-minded coordinator in the league? And you're like, dude, ask the football guy.
Yeah, we didn't prep for this.
Yeah. And so Kevin Durant read, of course. And then
Garnett.
Are we assuming that he doesn't know how to read that? I don't know. But that's a, you come to that and you, that's the producer's fault.
Yeah.
You can't put equivalent on there.
I think he got it. I think he just like blew through
Hold
it.
Hold on.
He hits
Let's
it with
it again.
Equivalent.
Okay, here we go. Kind of like name an NFL equivalent for each NBA play.
I think
okay,
he was out of breath. I think that was the problem.
What do you think, Andrew?
No way he says that word.
Come on. You don't hear him say equivalent. Give him a little more
okay,
volume.
Okay, here we go. Kind of like name an NFL equivalent for each NBA play.
He gets it, man. He hits all the syllables. He hits all the syllables.
That's like a, yeah. That, so if you go,
tough.
Hey, all right. Well, so that's what you're saying about a sixth grade level or whatever. Like, can you read?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, yes. It's like me reading Spanish.
Right.
I know like first grade Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I could read the
sure.
verbs, the stuff I learned in like, right.
Yep.
Hola, me llamo es Juan. Mi favorito persona de Estados Unidos es whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I got that. But if you put anything, if you read like a novel, I don't know this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't. So people can read.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, chicken fingers. You're like, I know the. What level do you need to know to get around?
I don't know what the next checkpoint is. Like sixth grade is, you know what I mean? Like that's
where,
a checkpoint.
Oh, where sixth is grade equivalent? Level. Where's equivalent?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Is that an 11th grade word? Where
equivalent?
Where does that word come in? And at what point are you just like, okay, you can read everything? Because I can't read everything.
I can't read everything. Yeah, yeah, I can't read everything.
There's science words that I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Now you do have you can go look it up or like you can go sure. Figure out what that is. But some would argue the intelligence and growth of mankind is only as far as communication will take you.
Mm, yeah.
How do you say, like, if you say, there's like, you know, back in the Bible times, there's like seven different words for love,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So there's like sexual love. There's like brotherly love. There's like benevolent love. You're like, all right, if we only have love, you can only communicate.
Yes.
So far.
I just had this conversation this weekend with my neighbors. We were talking about how, like, in other languages, they have words for things that we don't have words for.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking about
they
how
have that.
Just how yeah, young yeah, yeah. English is
yep.
compared to, like, especially, like, Asian languages.
Yep.
They've had more time to evolve yep. the language mm-hmm. to be like, okay, this is the word for the time that you hit your snooze button yeah. in the morning and you spend more time laying in bed.
And that's different.
We don't have a yeah. word for that, yeah. but over time, I'm sure we will. And other languages yeah, have yeah. had time to evolve.
Whatever
like that.
The, if you like, I'm gonna make it like Shakespeare.
Yep.
You're like, man, okay. The words of that are falling on deaf ears. If the people can't appreciate it, cause they can't read it.
Right.
Like I can't, but if you were like versed in that, you were like, this is so beautiful.
Right.
And you're like, I don't, is two people, they're in love. One of them gets killed at what their families don't like each other. Whatever. That's Macbeth.
Romeo and Juliet.
What did I say?
Macbeth.
No, Shakespeare.
Right.
What is Shakespeare?
I mean, a lot. Both of those things are Shakespeare.
They're all that same era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Even the King James Bible. They're like, hey, this is going to be too much.
Yeah.
You can't. And so like if you, a lot of people in the Bible, remember they couldn't read.
Right.
With the church, and they were like the
it was in Latin.
They had to read it to them, so they would come on Sunday and they would explain. But they were like, "Wait, we can read for ourselves." That's not what that says,
right?
Like my buddy who has a sponsor child,
mm-hmm.
Spanish. They wrote him a letter,
yep,
in Spanish, and then the translator that worked at Compassion International and he knows Spanish. He goes, "That's not what this says."
Mm-hmm.
Like you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like
it's direct to the source. When you can
you're,
understand it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're taking some liberties and making this sound better than it is.
Mm-hmm.
This sound, make this kid sound better or more appreciative mm-hmm. of my donation or more of a Christian or more of, that's not what he's saying here.
Right.
Because I know, because I can read it. Dang, I'm going to go read some books.
Knowledge is power, dude.
Oh, let's get into the internet, dude. What do we miss?
Yeah.
You're
back on it. So we got plenty of stuff to run in.
And I've been grateful and peaceful and tranquil for 45 minutes. So that's done now.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to
now we're taking shots.
Yes.
Hard.
Where do you want to go here? We got a handful.
We can go to, let's talk the last one first because that was 100% accurate.
Okay.
Strawberry Milk Mob.
Our girl Georgia.
Is back. She never left either.
No.
Listen to this, dude. I sent this to Lydia. It's unbelievable.
Reason number 12 why I love men. The second it starts snowing, they're in the car. They're at the door putting on their jacket or their boots. Like, where are you going? Like, oh, I got to go to the store real quick. Like, what? You never go to the store. I just want to go, like, I don't know. They got to drive around. They got to drive around in that snow for some reason. Test out see if the car works. I love it. I freaking love it. Yes.
Bro, I did that exactly.
She sees us. Man.
I did that exactly. She must be on our Ring doorbell or something like that. I did that 100%. Lydia, my car is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Flex.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, she had to go to work. I didn't. And she was like, well, I don't know if my car, she had to drive up a hill to get to her. I was like, I'll drive you. Just exactly like that. I had to, she could take my car.
Yeah.
I lived in Denver for like a summer. And I was like, oh, I know how to drive in the snow. Uh-huh. Like, I got it.
Yeah.
Like, so I went over to her house. I first of all, dressed up in things I found in my house that I had no business wearing. LL Bean, full coat, boots.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is like my dream.
Yeah. You're like cosplaying a snowstorm.
Really? And I drove to Lydia and I was like, I got to shovel out the whatever. Like, there's no need for any of this.
I think guys just still like adult men still like to be boys. And like, that's how we get, like, that's an opportunity for us to be boys and be like, let's go play in the snow. No. But like with our big boy toys, like cars.
Yeah. But now we have like big boy toys.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know what the dream would be? If Lydia got stuck.
Hmm.
Oh, dude. And I was like, I got you.
Yeah.
And I had to go save the day.
Yeah.
I can't tow anything. But maybe I had to I had to like bring some sand or some 2x4s and put it under the tires.
There you go.
Like, yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
And just like, don't worry. I got you. Yeah. I'd pick Lydia up and then like went down to like Broadway. I was like, I got to look around. I got to see what's going on in Broadway.
Yep.
I was like, yep, it's snowing down here.
Yep.
Definitely snowing. And then like I took her up to like, she's like, do you think the car will get up the hill for us? I was like,
yeah.
I go, you probably can't, but I can.
Yeah.
I got it.
I was out of town. I missed most of the snow, but I was excited to get back and get in my car and go take a drive.
Yeah. So like, we need to go see the roads.
Yeah.
I need to go look at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you're just like roaming around just, yeah, looking around. Oh,
your car probably crushes snow, huh?
Yeah.
Does mine. Well. It's just heavy. Mine's just heavy.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to drive. The vehicle is superior.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just like something that feels good about plowing through the snow, I think, is the what feels good. You're like crunching everything in your path.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever speed you are driving is the correct speed.
Right.
Yeah,
guy going slow, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's snowing. Chill. You can still
grow.
Guy
up.
Going too fast. Whoa, dude. Chill. But whatever speed you've chosen is the ideal one.
Yes.
That everyone should be doing.
Yep.
Whoa, and it is to see going up a hill and somebody struggling and you passing them.
Oh, dude. So talk about a tire pump, dude.
Man, literally. There's nothing better than that.
That's a good one.
And it's nothing to do with you.
No.
You just have a car that when they got a convertible, when it's sunny out, you wish you were them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's it.
I got this. Yeah. Cause going up the hill on 8th Avenue, there's people like sliding all around.
Oh, that's gotta be a mess.
Man, I love seeing people not do good.
Dude, on Friday?
What? Dude, that statement versus like, I just bought a lemon for 99 cents, dude. I love seeing people not do good.
I love people see struggling in the snow.
Yeah.
But if I was struggling, then it'd be tough. Shout great. Out. Georgia nailed it.
Thanks again, Georgia.
Always. What do you want to go to? Let's go to the plane because we've been traveling.
Yeah, I'm curious about this one.
Okay. This has been going around Reddit and the internet everywhere.
Yeah, set the table for us.
Yeah, we need listeners to be involved. Reddit user refusing to swap airplane seats with pregnant woman is praised online. Here's why. Let's read the story.
Okay.
Reddit users being praised online for refusing to swap seats with a pregnant woman on an airplane, posting on a subreddit Saturday, asked the Reddit community to weigh on in story titled, let's say, who's wrong? Mm-hmm. For not giving up my free upgraded exit gate seat to a couple waiting to be sitting together in this post. The user described a recent 14-hour flight. 14 hours.
Yikes.
Where an economy ticket booked as normal. The person revealed that they refused to accommodate a man's request to switch seats with his pregnant wife, who was sitting many rows behind on the plane. Hmm. Okay, so the guy was sitting and his pregnant wife was back there.
Right.
And this person was next to him.
Correct.
And can you move mm-hmm. so my pregnant wife can come here?
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
According to the post, oh, there it is right there. There's the post right there. Can you click on that or can
sure.
I read it?
I think so.
I'll read it. Shoot, here we go.
Yeah.
I had a 14-hour long flight from Asia this past month, just economy as normal, but all of a sudden the flight attendant told me if I want, I can move to the front seat next to the exit. Okay. Of course, I happily accepted. Cool. Very common.
Yeah, okay. Exit row. Fantastic.
I moved there, window seat with a 20-ish dude already settled. I just quickly settled down. Also, just the moment I picked up my headphones for some iPad entertainment, window seat guy suddenly smiled at me. Hi, excuse me. My wife's sitting far behind is pregnant now. She's not very comfortable with a narrow seat. Do you mind switching seats with her? Mm-hmm. Maybe I should check her seat behind, but my brain instantly responded, oh, but you have a bigger seat. Why don't you switch with hers?
Fair point. Mm. Interesting.
I swear that's my pure curiosity as to why. Dude, you only paid yourself for a premium seat and not your wife together.
Yep.
Anyways, face instantly sunk after I said that, and for fact check, I slept only 3 to 4 hours the night, even the whole week in Asia there. So I ended up instantly asleep with my headphones on. I woke up 3 or 4 hours later and found out pregnant wife was next to me, but there was no story after. I just had zero communication with this perfect.
So they switched while he was sleeping.
I told my fam and friends this story, but they were like, no way, I should switch and let the couple with the pregnant couple be together. Mm. But it really felt like why the husband switches. He was already in the better seat. Why me? I don't feel extremely bad for this decision, but am I wrong?
This is a really good one. There's a lot here. This is good. What do you think?
Gosh, dude. Okay. First of all, 2 hours is long.
Yeah.
I'll do anything from Atlanta to Nashville. Mm-hmm. 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's about where I'd switch.
Okay.
I'll go to the back.
So you're saying it's just about the flight duration.
More expensive
yeah.
if it's a longer flight to sit in a nice seat.
And for
that's
sure.
that's such an upgrade mm-hmm. at a 20 hour. Like you get put up in first class on like the regional jet. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, it is. We're all sitting here and it's going to be 35 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. The guy, what is the guy doing?
Which?
What's the guy doing not sitting next to his wife?
Yeah. Yeah. So like, why are you not booking yourselves together?
No, not, dude. Before that, you've flown with your wife. I've flown with my girlfriend.
I just flew with my pregnant wife this week.
Oh, yeah. If that was the scenario, you would go, hey.
Switch.
On the jetway.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. This is my wife. This is me. We just.
Switch.
Yeah, dude.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Before the asking or any, and you texting, hey, is the person next to you, is it open? Are they cool? Is it a kid? Do you think I should? You get into that. Later.
Yep.
Sit down. Hey, is anyone next to you? Yeah. Do you care to ask him? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think there should be any switching.
Okay.
There should be no switching.
I think you're right. I think absolutely switch tickets. Like between you and your wife.
First.
Switch tickets. That's
he's
first
right.
thing.
Yeah.
Then I'm okay with him asking.
The first class. It's not first class.
It's just exit row.
Exit row. Okay.
I'm okay with him asking the guy next to him, okay. but also that guy has a right to say no.
Yep.
I think the real problem here, though, is the flight attendant.
Yeah.
Upgraded this guy.
Yeah.
To exit row randomly.
Yeah.
You picked the wrong guy.
Your fault.
Why wouldn't you pick the pregnant lady?
Yeah. What are you doing?
You know?
Yeah.
Like you put this guy in a position to fail.
I wonder if he's picked. Yeah. I wonder if he's. It's like. I wonder if he's picked as by looking at people or if it's just like an upgrade when you got it because of your status.
Ah, well, he says all of a sudden the flight attendant told me if I want, I can move to the front seat next to the
flight attendant.
Gate.
Great point. What are you doing?
That's a bad pick.
Flight attendant doing it. Bad pick.
Yeah.
It's a bad lottery. Bad draft.
So he's set up to fail immediately. Yeah.
So there was no one next to that guy.
Right.
Next to the, and then that guy sat next to him. So it wasn't his original seat.
Right. And now he's going to act entitled being in that seat. He didn't buy it.
He didn't buy it. So that's why the guy asked. Because they're like, dude, you didn't even find out about this until 30 seconds ago.
Exactly.
But now that I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would have said, yeah, why don't you go back there?
Yeah.
That's hilarious that he,
he's like, oh, I'll keep her company for 14 hours. Why don't you swap? Bring her up here. Oh, she's pregnant? Cool. I'll take care of your kid. Don't worry, man. Send her up here, bro. We'll take care of her. It's all good.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'll chat her.
You're good, man. Yeah, she'll be good, dude. I have really soft shoulders. She'll be real comfortable leaning
on me.
We'll
be fine. Yeah. And tell you what, she can get the window. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Also, I would have been like, dude, being pregnant doesn't make you taller.
Facts, dude. Have you seen
what,
my legs?
Andrew, what are you looking at?
My knees are in the back of the seat, dude.
What?
Oh, yeah, because the eggs are...
It's leg room. It's more leg room. What are your legs are the same?
Yeah, it's not about width. It's about height. What are we talking about?
Your legs are the same.
Oh, did being pregnant all of a sudden make her legs grow longer?
Maggie's 6'3 now.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife dunks on me.
My wife's pregnant. She needs the exit row.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How to?
She's super tall now. It's crazy. First of its kind.
So wait, you guys would say, what would your honest
if you try to come
that?
In here and be the good guy after we've just been trashing on this situation, I'm going to be so pissed, but go.
He's going to be like, lemons are 98 cents,
yeah,
guys.
Dude, lemons are a dollar, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like on the spot, John would be like, oh, she's pregnant. That's fine.
Well, I'd be like, depends. If I just said come from buying a lemon for a dollar, then I'd be like,
true.
Yeah, yeah, dude,
true.
I'll sit on the wing.
True. He said he got 3 hours of sleep.
I got
to look
at this,
a little bit
this
pissed.
Plane. Look at the engineering on this plane.
Right.
Look at the technology.
Right.
I'm
going
to go to the baggage area. I'll throw sit, me down there.
I don't
the
care.
Dogs.
I'm going to Asia in a day.
Yeah.
It used to take a whole generation.
I don't know. I feel like the people pleaser in me would say yes.
Yes.
I think, yeah. Wait, hold on. What is the exact thing he asked? Hi, excuse me. My wife sitting far behind is pregnant now. She's not very comfortable with the narrow seat. Do you mind switch seats with her? They're not less narrow.
No.
Are they?
No. Exit row seats are the same.
They're the same.
It's just more leg.
They're
room.
Not wider.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah. But this is all, you have to break this all down in real time.
Right.
That's right.
This is quick.
Yeah, you go, and I would be looking around. I know for me, a lot of people say stuff to me on the airplane everybody's going to be like, mm-hmm. You're on trial.
Yeah.
And there's probably a little bit of that here.
For sure.
Cause that guy throws in, she's pregnant.
That's what makes it tough. Her being pregnant, I think is what makes it like, you kind of have to say yes, man.
She's like carrying in her womb the Lord or something like that.
Yeah. You don't know. That kid could change the world. And we need that kid.
She's pregnant.
But I would also argue. As somebody who just sat in an exit row next to my wife on a flight this week.
Yep.
Is a pregnant woman exactly what we want in the exit row?
Dang.
Is that the person that, because they give you this, they read you your rights beforehand and they say, hey, it's up to you guys. If the plane goes down,
are
all
you
responsible.
Willing and able to help?
There will not be a flight attendant here to assist. It is on you. I need a verbal confirmation. Are you down to help? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Do I want a pregnant lady being there when I'm like, army crawling through the smoke, or there's water filling up the cabin,
and
I get to the door and there's a pregnant lady.
And you can't say, hey, go back and get your husband, bring him back on here.
Right.
No, it's already switched. And the guy's saying, I could have done this.
Yes. So maybe the plane goes down and he's just sitting there like,
he's like,
I told you so. Yeah.
Maybe that's why the flight attendant didn't offer her the upgrade.
There you go.
We solved this, dude.
Wow.
Wait, that's a great point.
Yeah, I think you might have solved it because they don't. You have to be a certain age to sit.
She
there.
Probably can't.
They let Maggie sit there.
Oh yeah,
and I even said to her before they read us the thing. I was like, hey, they might tell you can't sit here. Just for the record, because that's kind of weird.
I don't want to go deeper and make this like a pro-life issue, but we're like, when does it become a human? Hold on! No!
How far along is she?
If that baby could last outside of the womb. alone, they have to consent to that also.
Right, 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 right.
If that's it's right. like a, yeah, when is it?
It's awesome.
The baby's like, don't want to go deeper. Yeah. And then just goes all the way deep.
This that's like a beautiful, this is so many scenarios.
Yeah.
They're just like, it's a, I mean, if I was sitting there and that guy did that, would you be like, dude? Or would you be like, man, that's a good person? Or would you just be like, dude, that's an L? Because the internet is saying they're siding with the guy that didn't move.
They're saying he should have said no?
They're like saying he was right. The internet was saying, because I guess he went with his family and friends. They're like, you should have moved. And all the internet's like, dude, that's not your responsibility. That guy fumbled the bag 1,000% before that even the conversation even happened.
Yeah. I'm not mad at him saying no. I'm not mad at
me
all.
Me neither.
I get it. Totally. Do I think I would say yes? Probably.
I'm having
Are we going to go to heaven because we would say yes? Probably.
Probably. Yeah. 100%. I feel like I'm having a moment here.
Okay.
Because I have flown first class and put my girlfriend in coach.
Hold on. Got him.
No. Hold on. No, it's because of the status. Uh-huh. I fly a lot for work.
Right.
So I was like, well, if we're.
Go ahead, dude. Dig your way out of this one.
That's
Let's
what I
see
think.
It, Bert, bowl cut. What do you
Bert,
got?
I think Bert Kreischer has talked about that before on we go on vacation.
Yeah.
He's got, there's like a two kids and an assistant or something. He's got five people. Mm-hmm. And he flies four times a week. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not going back there.
No.
But he's like, I can't put all five of y'all up here.
Crazy.
But maybe switch halfway. You're not doing that. No, you're not doing that.
Bro, I used to do for 5 months. Gosh. I did booking in Christian music.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Yeah. I was so bad at it. Yeah, and I didn't enjoy it at all.
No.
But I was blown away at some of the riders on these Christian artists.
Oh, yeah.
Like their demands.
Oh, first class.
One artist, right? 12 people,
yeah.
First class.
That's crazy.
It's like, what flight do you think you're on that we're buying out first class?
And where? What? You got to be Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
To first of all, to make that kind of a money, that's like arena money.
Yes.
To spend that.
Right.
And also, 12 first class seats don't exist.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, what model plane do you think you're on?
Yeah,
don't exist. There's 12 of these.
There's like 12, maybe total.
Maybe.
And other people are already on this flight.
Yeah.
This is a month from now.
It's like the amount that we would be paying for first class travel is like triple the amount that we're actually paying you for the event.
Yeah, that's insane. Oh, yeah. But okay, but the travel's included.
Right.
That sucks so hard.
So dumb, dude.
It sucks so hard that you're like living above, dude.
And like you're the only one performing, man. Why am I paying 11 first class?
That's so terrible.
For who, man? For your crew?
I believe not a word of that is exaggerated.
No, it's not.
Not a word of that.
Nope. It's not. God. I'm sure I have the riders in my email somewhere.
All right, maybe, dude. Before I go to the airplane,
go to Publix.
That's it.
Oh, dude, I was
just go get a pub sub, buy a lemon.
Dude, I bought this lemon for a dollar. You know, I'm gonna
lemon for a dollar is the title of this episode.
Yeah, I bought lemon for a dollar, dude. We'll go to that one. Yeah, go to Girl Scouts. Okay. I saw this on Instagram this week. Okay. What is this? A meme? You got to be able to read to know this one.
Very true.
Okay.
It's a 100% words meme. Yeah.
When you're approached by Girl Scouts selling cookies, please do not, all caps, do not, one, mention your diet. Two, talk about calories. Three, point out your body flaws. Four, narrate out loud why you're not buying them as if it has to do with your weight. Five, narrate out loud why you're not buying them if you can't have the boxes in the house because you will eat the whole box. Six, ask which cookies are the healthiest. A simple no thank you goes a long way for our girls. Okay. Before, hold on. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what I like about the internet sometimes is I go, and we've talked about this before, like, oh, everybody's going to crush this. And you get down there like, love this, beautiful. And then sometimes you're like, this is amazing. You get down in the comments, and they're trashing on it.
Right.
And that's how you go both ways.
Yep.
And that's what's beautiful about critically thinking. It's like, you have to decide. Mm-hmm. You have to say, what do you feel about this? And I thought to myself, I go, it's too much. It's too many. Every group, every person, every, this is along the lines of like, dude, we don't like whatever your pronouns are. It's fine. Like, I don't, I'm not going to remember them. Mm-hmm. I don't put me on this. Like, oh, remember, like everybody needs to be off for Christmas. And I was like, well, some people like to work on Christmas because they don't have families and it's double the money. Mm-hmm. It's not, I can't believe McDonald's is terrible by making their people work. That's not true. Mm-hmm. Some people love to work. Some people can get off and I go, to go out in the world and to think this about every person, every group, I go, this is absurd.
Yeah.
The fact that this is a post.
Yeah.
It's just such a virtue signaling, hey, this is new. Now you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, you wearing, hey, you know that tie dye that you're wearing? Mm-hmm. There's people that are colorblind and that is actually a lot of,
Sorry.
Yeah. A lot of sense of it. So could you just not?
Yeah.
Hey, you know that gold mm-hmm. there? Is it gold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, John.
John. Hey,
come on, dude.
There is actually, there's a homeless shelter that's right here. Could you not wear that?
Right.
Hey, Andrew, Daisy, what is it? Daisy what on your hat? Daisy May. You know what happened in May? Pearl Harbor. So could you not
shoot
wear that?
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, this never ends.
Yeah.
This never ends. And I was like, I rolled my eyes at this and then I looked into the comments and everybody was like, or we could speak our minds and the parents can parent as needed.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't get me wrong. I agree with this, the idea of this, but the kids soliciting and you can't expect random strangers to adhere to your psychological needs. Thank you.
Yes.
You're on my territory, not on my territory, we're in the Walmart parking lot. You came to me or they knock on your door.
Yeah, you're selling to me.
Yes.
You're selling me something.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
And we don't even need the freaking Girl Scout cookies if it's all this.
Yes.
And it's just the idea that you can repost this and be better.
Yes.
Hey, keep in mind when it snows, there's some people that it's snowing.
Yes.
That's the reality.
Yes.
Keep in mind some people can't get to her. So be sensitive to, dude, in principle, I probably agree with all this.
Sure.
That's what you said, right?
Well, like, I'm also thinking of it as like, I'm about to have a baby girl.
Yeah.
And so, and this is something that I've actually coincidentally been looking at recently is like,
yeah.
Talking about things in a certain way, specifically like with food and with body image, that's very important for young girls to 100%. Hear it in a positive light.
Yeah.
And that said, I don't expect the world to do it for me.
Yeah. Or people are not, no one owes you anything.
No. The reason why I'm going to hammer it home at home is because I know the world won't when she's out there.
Something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like, would it be great if everybody would adhere to, you know, body positivity for young women? Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not gonna. Spoiler alert. The world is bad.
Don't. Dude, the like, world is bad. They're bad people.
You're not gonna make it good.
They're trying to do bad stuff.
Yeah.
And they're trying to take advantage of you. Number two, don't talk about calories. The calories are on the box that you're trying to sell me.
Yeah.
Y'all are talking about it.
Yeah.
We can't mention it. Mm-hmm. Hey, you wanna buy some Samoas? How many calories does it have?
Right.
Oh, look right here.
Right.
On the box. Mm-hmm. I just don't like that this it's bigger than this. I don't care about this.
For sure.
It's
this just is like just the example.
The idea. Mm-hmm. I want to be like verbally against like, hey, somebody's going to rob you. What do you mean? They wanted, they're selfish people and they're going to try to steal from you outside. People are going to try to take advantage of you. People are going to try to use you. People are going to try to do a lot of things.
Yes.
If this, I mean, I go, but it's so cool to post this. Doesn't it feel so good?
Yeah.
To get this, pass this along. Hey, everybody, I know about what's trendy. Whatever you were doing yesterday, we're now more progressive.
Right.
So you're now wrong. What?
What happened to what happened to the phrase, like, no one's coming to save you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Like, no one's coming to save you. I feel like now culture has shifted to where we're expecting people to save us.
No,
it's
not,
up to someone else to save
us. We shouldn't even be in trouble.
Shouldn't need to be saved.
We shouldn't need to be saved.
Yeah, it's like, no, guess what, man?
Yeah.
You do.
Dude, like, criminals, that's just what this is. Dream. This era of life is the criminal's dream. They're like, dude, people are going to try. Also, Don't say no thanks. Just say two boxes of peanut Samoas. Yeah, hilarious, dude. I'd include mentioning politics. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God, I mean, yeah, like something.
Here's a comment. Some people in these comments are completely oblivious to how diet culture absolutely destroys a lot of girls' lives, and it's saddening.
True.
Valid.
True.
So valid. You're absolutely right, 100%. And it's disgusting.
100%.
Also, not their responsibility.
Not theirs.
In the food industries or makeup industries or modeling industries. Theirs. It's not their job to raise your daughter.
Money.
Yes.
Their job is money.
And they're doing a dang good job of it.
Crushing it. They're crushing it. Somebody says, who is saying anything besides out the three boxes?
Yes, I'm with them.
Not your job. Yeah, you go out to school. You got a kid. I got beat up when I was a kid. I got punched. I got stuck. Like, that's it. You got to figure out how to survive out here.
Mm-hmm.
Not this.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids are going to come home from school with, hey, somebody told me my shoes look dumb.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm not a parent, neither are you. But like, this is a good opportunity to discuss. What do you think about that? Do you like them?
Yep.
Does that make you feel something about being poor? What does it bring up for you? Do you want to fit in? Why do you want to fit in with those? Have all those conversations.
Yep.
It's not that kid's job.
Mm-hmm.
You don't owe you anything.
Yeah.
Nobody out here does.
No one's coming to save you.
No one's coming to save you. Well, one guy's coming to save you.
One guy.
I'll tell you who's coming to save you. Do that last clip. Chris. He's coming to save you, bro.
Nice, dude.
This guy's coming to save you. Oh, dang it.
Hold on. Here you go. I got you.
Gotten sick in 3 years because I don't believe in being sick. I don't ever refer to myself and self-deprecate because all I'm doing is creating a perception that looks for messing it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I believe the opposite. I believe for the last 14 years that I'm a billionaire. And now next year, I believe I will be one. How did I get there? I spent 14 years believing that I'm a billionaire. I believe that I'm immortal. I live forever. I have perfect health. Now, in actuality, I just turned 44 years old. And my body, I have no ailments in my body. I have nothing weird or funky going on. I don't have weird tendon thingies or muscle thingies or bone thingies or broken thingies or in my organs. Like, everything is functioning perfectly. And I believe that part of the reason why everything is functioning so perfectly is because that I'm every day in meditation, communicate with my body, and I tell it to do that. I am whole. It's like my number one belief. And it's how I've healed all sorts of ailments that I used to have in my body when I used to get sick. I haven't got.
Dude, what? The internet is awesome.
It just kept going.
No, dude, it's crazy.
It just kept going.
Dude, why didn't we think of this?
We're billionaires.
Why didn't
we think
of this before?
We're billionaires.
Dude, we got the number one podcast.
We're doing it. Number one.
That's crazy. That's a wild, dude.
Not doing anything self-deprecating is crazy as well.
Yeah.
Like, dude. What?
You don't even, no.
Everything about you is perfect.
Something clumsy or you forget your keys.
Meant to do it.
No, meant to.
Spilled my drink all over my laptop keyboard. Didn't need it anymore.
I communicate with my body. We're not sick.
We're not. We're just not.
No, we're not sick.
Mm-mm, we're not.
I like that one of that my favorite. You forgot to tell your brain to see perfectly. He's got glasses on.
Meditate that.
He's wearing glasses.
Yeah.
His eyes aren't perfect.
Yeah. Hey, manifest some perfect vision, please.
He's a billionaire. He has no health problems and he's immortal.
I like that then he immediately goes to, in reality, I'm 40. So it's like, oh, you do know there's a difference then. So
what's the reality?
If you know the difference, does your body know the difference?
The 44 meaning what? I'm 44, meaning this is the time when I have ailments.
Yeah.
I have no ailments.
Also, he said he did whatever to get things out of his body. So when were those in
where
there?
Were they,
and what were you doing prior?
When were the ailments?
This is before you became a mental billionaire? Is that when that was?
This is crazy, dude. My body, I have no ailments, nothing weird.
Nothing weird or funky going on, which I think is exactly what somebody who has something weird or funky going on would say.
Everything is functioning perfectly.
Mm.
Hey, cancel your health insurance.
Yeah, you're good, bro.
Yeah. I communicate with my body in meditation and I tell it to do that. I am whole.
Dude, we've gone way too far in this lane of like business shark type people. Like, you sent me that link a week ago about those two guys doing a podcast together and we don't need to name them.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just that, where they're basically both just stroking each other's egos, dude, how optimized is your body? How optimized is your schedule? Your finances are.
Yeah.
It's like,
bro, what? Dude, don't listen. I'll say this on a podcast.
Say it.
don't take any advice from podcasts.
Yeah.
Or this, somebody sent me, or it was like a tax thing. It was like, if you have a vehicle over 2 tons, you get in them.
Sent section it to my 178.
I sent it to my CPA. They're like, you get arrested for this.
Yeah.
Like, this is all, these are charlatans. Mm-hmm. Don't, but like your body, mindfulness, meditation, business,
yep,
certainly,
yep,
tax advice.
Let's not pretend there aren't pastors playing the same game right 100%.
Now. 100%. I didn't even come to mind, but don't spiritual advice. Like somebody's like, don't do, like, if you have to look at this and you can take in this information, entertainment, obviously, this is comedy, yes, different. It's terrible advice, actually.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of horrific advice on these health podcasts.
Yes.
That is horrific.
Well, that's why supplement sales are at an all-time high right now.
Yeah.
Because everybody's just trying to get their body more optimized. Yeah. You need this one optimized, and that one and this one. It's like, dude.
And like, you were like, I was like, read, at night I sit under like a red light. I'm like, dude, what? What if you did that? I should make a sketch about doing everything that they've said to do in podcasts.
All of them.
And it was like, hey, don't expose yourself to sun because you're going to get skin cancer. Mm-hmm. Expose yourself to the most sun because that's vitamin D.
Right.
It's like, dude, some people should, some people shouldn't.
Yeah.
Some people, that's plenty of, hey, get 4 hours of sleep, get 9 hours of sleep. Everybody's different.
Yep.
Go, some people are affected by different things in different ways.
Yep.
It's all.
Have you seen the newest Grant Cardone thing?
No.
With his daughter?
No.
His daughter is like 15.
Yeah.
And he's now putting her in content. And she's on there being like, here's how I make $1 million a year.
Really?
I work for my dad's company. And it's like, oh, so the first note is work like,
for your
be
dad.
Grant Cardone's daughter. Second is work at his company.
That's, yeah.
Tough shake, man.
Yeah, like, what do you, tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah. That's like didn't he say like, they ran the numbers and they were like, no.
Yeah.
On like live.
Yeah. They're like, so, okay, you did this last year and you told me you invested this. Where is that?
Where?
Like, what do
go
you
go to this guy's profile? Because there's another one about, I mean, there's probably so much content. Scroll down. He's like in bed.
This is insane.
Nah, we don't have to. Let's not get into all this.
I know this kid. He tried to get me to wear one of his shirts one time and I said, no. I have that DM.
But this is entertainment.
These people aren't doing real business, though. I want to be very clear on that. Like, the business is the content. It's not the business.
Yeah, he has like stacks of money.
It's the same reason why I hate like course culture. People saying e-courses, it's selling e-courses.
Business is the content, not the business.
Not the business.
Yeah.
Which is fine, by the way.
But
own it.
Yeah. Fine.
Cool. You're a media company.
But they own it.
Great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You can be that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you struggling to get clients for your coaching business? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, the coaches have coaches?
Coaches have coaches.
The coaches have coach. And they were like, are you struggling is your coaching business struggling because your clients are struggling to get clients? You're like, dude, they're coaching the coaching business. Who works?
Yeah.
Who goes anywhere?
Yeah.
Who's shoveled some snow or dug anything?
It's all just a game, man.
This is hilarious to me.
It's all a game.
But I think if this guy came on the podcast, no, not even on the podcast, if we saw him in line at like Chipotle, he's like, yeah, dude, I just get a lot of views on these things and people buy my BS. And
he crushes,
dude. I would go, good for you, dude.
I don't even need to meet him to say that. Good for him.
Good for you.
You're crushing right now.
Good for you.
Good for you, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm into it. But be honest with us.
Yeah.
It's the cameras are off.
Mm-hmm.
Just between us.
Well, and does that make this the business? Like, you know what I mean? Like, am I wrong? I don't know. I do this thought experiment every time I come across one of these clips because I get so annoyed by it. And then I just go, yeah, but you know what, though? He's doing his thing. Good for him. He's probably feeding his family.
Dude, awesome. I've talked about this. I've said this premise that like for a man to like
Jesus, some of these thumbnails are unbelievable.
All right. For a man to attract a woman, this goes all the way back to the caveman days, right? The men have to perform in some kind of way.
Yep.
I've always said that. Or like, that's not even my bit, right?
Right.
So that's why women aren't funny.
Right.
This is not my bit either. men have to perform to attract the opposite sex. That's how all of us got here, by attraction, right? Mm-hmm. Women just have to go outside.
Right.
And just wave, and men want to be with them, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Men don't have such luxury. We have to do certain things. Mm-hmm. Back in the caveman days, you could kill a deer, bring it home.
Yeah, he's a good hunter.
Yeah, you could build the home. You could provide security. You could be the leader, the council or whatever. You could be a clown.
Jester.
Yeah. Right? You perform.
Yep.
Okay? So in Nashville, you want to attract a woman. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's guys that have mansions. There's guys that have nice cars. Mm-hmm. There's guys that have jobs. The guys that have money in mm-hmm. a lot of ways. And there are guys in this town that are music artists, in quotes. Have we talked about this before?
Probably privately. Yeah.
They're music artists. They have limited amount of followers. Mm-hmm. They have a blue check mark. Their Instagram page is very manicured. Oh, next week I'm riding with Kenny Chesney's niece.
Yeah.
Or like, dude, Jason Aldean's brother-in-law were in the studio together. Mm-hmm. No business is happening. Mm. We go to a writer's round once every 3 months.
Yep.
It appears, and these guys are crushing with women.
Yes.
Is that fair to say? I want to put it in a family-friendly way.
Very fair to say.
These guys are doing well.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. And routine. You say, dude, that's I live here. I know what music is about. I know what success is. That's not this. What you're showing here is not, but if a girl comes in town from Columbus, mm-hmm. she sees you're like him.
Dude, one of my favorite things to do.
You're like him.
Is watch those types of guys, whether I know them or not.
I know tons of them.
Watch them pull women at the bar.
And that's
so funny.
And they do.
Yes.
And they do. So you go, dude, you had to buy a Lamborghini and a penthouse at the Adelaide to bring this girl home that's a 10. I did it on Instagram. And it's smoke and mirrors. Yeah. We'll have to go to your house. Mm-hmm. We'll have to go to her hotel because I don't have a house. I don't.
Yeah.
I have, it's smoke. But if the goal is, that guy's winning, mm-hmm. if he's honest.
For sure.
Now you're not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're like, dude, this guy had to go fly a woman to the Caribbean and rent out a boat just to get her to date him.
Yeah.
All this guy had to do is do one photo shoot, sit on the truck bed and go to an open mic.
And both games are right.
You're win.
Go for it.
Scoreboard.
Yeah.
Scoreboard.
Yeah, he's putting up numbers. Awesome. Dude. Do your thing, man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I wonder,
you're
too.
You're killing it.
Nashville's got a rich kid problem, too, I think.
Yeah.
Where there's a lot of people who are just like playing with daddy's money.
Yeah.
And I wonder if other cities are similar. Like, I wonder if that's an America-wide thing right now, or if it's a specifically Nashville thing.
That they didn't, they kind of gave up on whatever.
They don't have like a career that is actually paying their bills.
You're not going to work.
The money's coming from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so what?
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about this stuff.
What is that?
Dude.
Yeah. Hey, chill, you said that. That's not me. That's not me. I did not say that. I didn't say that. I value my time and my membership and my community.
It's a beautiful, so do I. Dude.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, is that a Nashville specific thing, or is I'd be interested to hear if that's
nobody's
a other cities thing.
Yeah, we shut the, remember, because we came in to do the podcast on like December like 18th.
Yeah.
No cars out front.
Oh yeah, empty. This whole building was empty.
Nowhere to be seen.
Yep.
Nowhere. Where is everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when the snow happens, you know, the guy that's doing the trash, mm-hmm. he's there.
For sure.
There's not a lot of that.
Yeah.
There is. We don't hear about it.
The tying this next clip back into the whole reading, but also just like the intellectual stuff.
We'll do one more.
Talk about this.
Okay.
This,
you play it?
This, I mean, there's really nothing
there's no
to
audio?
It's just like,
okay. This is a TikTok ad I got. It called Replace Scrolling Addiction with Micro Learning. The 5 a.m. Club. Read it.
Okay. So it's just showing that it has like
12 rules for life.
It just has like condensed like daily lessons
replace type thing? It says replace scrolling addiction with micro learning. So micro learning is like a big thing on the internet. So instead, like it blows my mind. We're in 2024. How far civilization has developed. Mm-hmm. And you think this, with no understanding of the brain or addiction at all. Mm. It's like, dude, hey, you know what feels good? The bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like scrolling TikTok and thinking that's the fun of it. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, dude, instead of watching Suits, read the Bible. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, instead of scrolling on your phones, go be present with your children. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to, yeah. But we're human. Mm-hmm. Hey, instead of sweet tea, have unsweet tea. Yeah, but the good thing is the sweet.
Yeah.
What? What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
They're trying to force the square peg of learning and education into the round hole of killing time. And
yeah.
Escape. Yes, exactly.
I'm excited
to scroll because it means I know in the back of my mind I'm not doing anything.
That feels
good.
Better dopamine.
Yes.
You can see your friends or fun stuff or music or whatever it is you see on there.
Yes.
It feels good. You should read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It'd be helpful in your life. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I've walked past that book on my dining room table 1,000 times while I turn on the Hawks game.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. With a carton of ice cream.
I know. Hey, dude, you should eat, what's the ice cream substitute? Like whatever.
Frozen yogurt.
Yeah, frozen yogurt. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But this is better. Yeah. Hey, dude, you should go out to a bar and drink non-alcoholic beer because you can still have the idea of people. You're still being social. Yeah, but you're not drunk.
Right.
And that feels good.
Yes.
I mean, how do you have all this knowledge from this micro learning and not understand the basics of the human brain? Hey, instead of after all day, remember all the terrible things that we talked about that are out here?
Yeah.
People trying to take advantage of you. Yeah. You're fighting. You can't. Inflation. You can't. Your boss is breathing down your neck. And you finally get home. Cook yourself a frozen pizza. Lay down on the couch. Mm-hmm. Let me read The Carnegie Effect. No, dude. Is it helpful? Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, instead of going to McDonald's, eat some broccoli. Yeah.
Duh. We need to bring duh back. Dude.
Duh. And then you get to get on the internet and be like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's the same dopamine hit.
Yeah.
Telling people you're better than them. That is all this stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Do you remember in the Cat Williams interview when he said he read 3,000 books?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Like, no, you didn't.
You didn't do that.
What are you talking
That's
about?
So many
dude.
Books.
That's not a thing.
That's so many books. You can't read. I can read.
Yeah.
Well, beyond a sixth grade level.
Yeah,
I
clearly.
Can't read that fast.
No.
I read my book to I read my book
the
out
audiobook.
Loud. It took 3 days.
Yeah.
Because that's how long it takes to read.
3 full days of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're reading faster than that, you're not
taking it in.
No, dude.
What? I hate where everything is at right now.
Everything.
I hate it.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here for you, dude. Yeah, that's why we're here to help you solve it.
Thanks.
Dude, you want to shout out those shoes?
Yeah, bro.
Look at these
shoes. Are unbelievable.
Those are the, I have to get, we just made, can you, are they on screen?
Yeah.
Those are the net positive Jordan 1s, baby.
Unbelievable, bro.
3 of 3. I got a pair. Alex has a pair and Andrew has a pair.
I think I'm probably going to leave one right here.
I'm never wearing mine.
Cause I think that looks great. The other one I'll probably put in a case or something.
Yeah.
Dude, they're amazing. Yeah. I don't think I'll ever wear mine either. They're perfect.
You know what? You know why I thought about that?
Why?
Cause you're like, everything is terrible.
Yeah.
And that was not in a sentimental way, but that was such a moment of joy.
Nice, man. I love that.
To give you that.
Yeah. And to get them felt the same way.
And you're like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is.
Simple things, man.
Everything is horrible, mm-hmm. but that still exists.
Yeah.
And I bought a lemon for a dog. Unbelievable. We'll see you next week.
See you.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.